Yeah, boy. Right. Okay, so sorry about last night. Hasanah, we're going to continue. Today we're talking about Kibud Av Va'im. He says incredible stuff over here. He says that Kibud Av Va'im is one of those mitzvahs that you get tzchar in both this world and the next, on page 190. It says, I'm not going to read the Tanit Be'elayo on 190. If you want to read it yourself, you're welcome to. It's a scary one. I don't have right now. But Akoponim, he goes on and says, Kibud Av Va'im hu ma'adrom shenifrom gam ba'olam hazeh. You get schar in olam hazeh and olam haba. Uchmoy she'odam misnaig im hoyrov. The same way that a person behaves with his parents, kach bonav yisnaag u'imo, that will be reciprocal to him from his children, which is pretty scary. A concept. Says, I've seen it with my own two eyes. Wow. That when the way a person treats the parents, that's the way he will be treated. And the makor for this is Chazal, that say that Yaakov, that Yosef, since he was pierced, so therefore Yaakov, because he was pierced from Yitzchak 22 years, Yosef was pierced from him 22 years. Uvizman haChazonish, there was a story in the times of the Chazonish in Bnei Brak, that there was somebody that was known that he did not give proper cover to his parents. His father died. That fellow died within weeks, suddenly at a young age. The Amru, and the reason was because Aviv Tva'i Ladin, his father called him up to Bezin Shemala to be done him on the Kibud Av Va'im. Scary, strong Musar right here. Gam Hayoim, even today, Yesh Echad, I know of somebody, says Reb Chaim, Shlo Hisnaigim Aviv Kashur B'chayav, that he did not give covered to his parents, and his children all went off the derech, meaning to say they didn't respect his way of life, and they didn't give him covered by not doing what your father wants. It's a form of disrespecting him, and that's a direct result of the lack of Kibud Av Va'im. Incredible stuff. Now, he says the reward for Kibud Av Va'im is mentioned a makarfret in the Medrash Aseres HaDibrois, which is, he have to tell you where you find this medrash because no one ever heard of it before. And by the way, he quoted this Baal Peh Mila B'Mila. Okay. So he says the following. He says, the story was that Rabbi Yeshua ben Elaim, he was a Tana, they gave him a dream and they said, you should be thrilled, Rabbi Yeshua, the Tana ben Elaim, because your chelek in Olam Haba is similar to that of Nanos the Katzav, Nanos the Butcher. He woke up and he didn't know. They told him in Shemayim to be thrilled, but he was petrified. He said, I'm a Tana. I learned Torah my whole life. I never walked four Amos without thinking and learning, without talis on my head and tzitzis on my garments. I had 80 students, and now they're equating me to a butcher? Mazev al mazev. He said, you know what? I'm not going into the base medrash until you find for me this butcher. He went up and down Eretz Yisrael. Eventually, he came to a town. He asked, where's this butcher? They said, yeah, there's such a butcher here. So they say, tell him that the Tana, Rabbi Yeshua ben Elim, wants to see him. They said, come on, Rabbi. Let's go, get a better sense of humor than that. Why in the world would you want to see the Tana? You want to see the butcher? He said, don't ask questions. Call me the butcher. They went to the butcher. The butcher said, tell the rabbi, he's got the wrong guy. I'm a Pasha guy. I'm a butcher. I don't want to see him. You guys are joking around with me. You're fooling around with me. Eventually, he met up with the Tana. And the Tana says, what do you do all day? He says, well, I'm a butcher. But, what I do is I have two elderly parents at home. I dress them. I feed them. I make sure they have what they need. So he says, Ashrecha and Ashrei. You're praiseworthy that you should know you have a tremendous chelek in Olam Haba. And I'm praiseworthy to be able to have the same chelek as you. And that was, he equated the actions of a Tana to the actions of a simple Yid doing Kibud Av Va'im on that level. Pretty powerful medrash again, once again. What about now? He goes on to say, he goes on, he brings another whole medrash here about honoring grandparents. He says, who's the first child in the world? Shace. I mean, really kind and have one before, but it talks about Shace. Adam was created, and then Shace was born. And Shace was given a command, honor your parents, and he did so. When Shace's child was born, Enosh, he said, honor your parents, Shace. He said, no problem. He said, by the way, honor your grandparents. The grandparents, mechatesi, why should I honor my grandparents? And at Kachai, every generation, they were willing to honor the parents. They didn't go back to the grandparents until Noach. Noach was willing to honor his grandparents. They said, oh, you are willing to feed your grandparents. I will mizake you that you'll feed the entire world. And through Noach came the schos to sustain the entire planet Earth. So that was the the medrash over there. Now, he says, aside from that, there is he says it's not enough that a person feed his parents and a person give his parents what they want to eat. The person needs to also follow in the footsteps of the parents and do what the parent wants to see them do. He says over here on page 194, he says, "V'da she'ein ikra mitzvah ha'chilu l'farnasoi, ela ikra gam l'chabdoi, v'she'a lo'y nachas ruach mimenu." You should bring nachas to the parents. V'yishma b'koilu l'chol asher yoimar. Okay? Now, there's a famous Sefer Chassidim. I don't know if anyone knows it. There's a Sefer Chassidim that Sefer Chassidim says that a person, part of Kibbud Avim, is that a person shouldn't just do the actions of Kibbud, but they should actually have their parents should be honorable people in their own eyes. And his lashon is that a person should look at his parents like the Gedolei Adar. Sefer Chassidim. Charedim. The Charedim, not the Chassidim, Sefer Charedim. So there's a Rishon from the time of the Beis Yosef, right? Sefer Charedim says that a person should, the Chayadim brings it down. In the Nishmas Adam, the Chachmas Adam brings it down that a person should look at their parents as if they're the Adar. In other words, it's not enough to, you know, give them physical honor. A person has to give them spiritual honor. A person has to, you know, treat them, give them the proper nachas, do what they should want them to do, and look at them in that way. There's a story he brings another, a few stories in Chazal, and in Tanakh that basically bring this point out. Okay, but this that's the idea that the key of this is by not just what you physically do, but first of all the way you do it and the effort that you put in and the attitude that you have towards it. L'maisa, in the back here, they have a couple of interesting stories, but one of the things he says is that when a child would come to Reb Chaim by his bar mitzvah and ask him which mitzvah should mekabel, he says, you should mekabel upon yourself to do the mitzvah kibud avim. So people wonder why that mitzvah. So Reb Chaim said two reasons. Number one, because that mitzvah you could do all the time. What are you going to, you know, it's a mitzvah you could do all the time. Second of all, if you do that mitzvah, you'll end up doing more mitzvahs. Because if you makben and kibud avim, then you'll have to go to shul on time. Because you know, my father wants me to go to shul on time. Then you'll learn when you're supposed to. Because, my father wants me to learn. So he says, the mitzvah kibud avim is the key to become one of the mitzvahs, to the point that there was a maisa with the Chazon Ish, that someone asked the Chazon Ish, when there was a group of Talmidim with the Rebbe, and they were getting fahared by the Chazon Ish. And one of the students asked a question, and the Rebbe said, shh, not for now, not for now. So the Chazon Ish called the child and he said, excuse me, Rebbe, child, what did you want to ask? So he says, his question was, how does someone become like the Chazon Ish? So he says, in the Schus of Kibud Avim. So I'm not sure exactly what that means, you know, but in the Schus of Kibud Avim, he brings a fascinating Psak Halacha here, which was a little bit of a Chiddush. But I'll throw out I'll throw out the case that there was a person who was in a difficult court case. And in order to get out of the case, they wanted to claim that the father was shtickle incapacitated. He wasn't 100%, you know, capable of making his correct decisions. And therefore, that should be a way, a pesach, for him to get out of the case. And it seems like it was true. So they wanted the son to testify that the father was a shtickle, you know, not 100%. And Reb Chaim Paskin, that he's not allowed. You're not allowed to testify in front of other people and say something negative about the father. Pella. And this is going to save the father from jail time. But he says, Lamaisa, you're getting up and saying something negative about the father. You're not allowed. It's the psak. Now, you could say, Avshemachal Kvoide, Kvoide Machal, and this, but I think that only works on something which is Kvoide, not on a Bizayan. I don't think you're allowed to be Meichel on Bizayan. And the Mela, could be this was considered Bizayan. But that's, I mean, maybe there's another version to the story, but the art school version is this one. So it's a pretty interesting story and a very interesting psak, you know, on that note. On the next topic, Reb Chaim's Makdim, it's called the category of Kibud Raboy. Okay, Kavod of Talmidei Chacham. Now, before we start the next thing, I'll just give a Hagdama from Reb Matisyahu. And it's a great Hagdama. Rav Matisyahu says the following. He says, those areas that the Torah says that we need to give kavod to, he says, it's not the pshat that the reason we're supposed to give kavod to them is because they need our kavod. Kavod to the shul. He said, no. The reason you have to give kavod to these things, covered Beis HaKnesses, covered Rabbi, covered HaTorah, covered Kibud Avim, covered Beis HaMikdash. He says, because all those things are something that someone is supposed to be yoinik, a certain hashpa'a from. You're supposed to be able to get something from there. You come into shul, you have to be able to get from the shul something. It's supposed to be mashpia on you. You get to a tamachachem, you have to be able to get hashpa'a from him. You are close to a parent. So he says, the chi of kavod is that you have to give kavod to something so that you can go get the hashpah from it. If you don't give it kavod, you won't be able to get the hashpah from it. And the kavod of the Torah in these inyanim is you have to be able to get the hashpah from it. And therefore, in order to get the proper hashpah, you need to give it kavod. So the hakpada is not for the benefit of the shul, benefit of the Beis HaMikdash, benefit of the Torah. It's for the benefit of the person, that for them to be able to appreciate and benefit from the Torah properly, they need to give it the proper kavod. That's what he says. Amazing daher. All right, Rabbi Sai, we'll pick it up tomorrow night. Mitzvah Hashem. Tomorrow night is